The rate at which prices are rising here has slowed, according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office. The annual rate of inflation in the 12 months to April was 7.2%, the lowest it's been for a year and down from 7.7% the previous month. Food price inflation, however, remains stubbornly high at just over 13%, while energy costs were up more than 50% over the 12 months. We can talk now to Seamus Coffey, lecturer in economics at University College Cork. A very good afternoon to you, Seamus, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So what picture do these figures today from the CSO paint of the cost of living situation here and the inflation picture?
No, we're still seeing prices rising, as you point out. The annual rate of inflation has slowed down. Like before Christmas, it would have been heading for 9 or even close to 10% at times. The rate has slowed out to 7%, but we still are seeing, in overall terms, as prices rise. And as you say, some of the key drivers at the moment, in terms of the most recent changes, are food, with pretty much every food item in the basket of goods that the CSO look at seeing prices rise, particularly in recent months. There are some prices that are beginning to stabilise. You spoke about electricity, gas and energy. They are at very high levels, but they actually have been pretty stable for the last 6 or 7 months. So domestic electricity, domestic gas, they haven't been going up, but they are at very, very high levels. And we'd all hope that the next move for those would be downwards. There are some price reductions in what we're seeing. I suppose the most visible of those would be petrol and diesel. This time last year, they'd have been close to €2 a litre. You look around now, you see those at around €1.50 a litre. But if there is a reverse in the excise reduction we saw on those prices could creep up again. But we'd hope internationally, global oil prices would bring it down. So in the main, we're seeing prices still rising. Yes, the rate is falling a bit, but they're still on the way up.
The Department of Finance, Seamus, last month revised down its inflation forecast for this year to just under 5%, and it's forecasting a figure of 2.5% next year. Are there signs in these figures today that that's where we're headed, or is it still too early?
Yes, I think we are moving in that direction. If we look at the 5% price increase forecast for this year, if we look at the first 4 months of the year, which the CSO data today covers, we've seen a price increase since December of about 2.5%. So we're about halfway towards that Department of Finance forecast already. But because we're seeing prices slowing, that the price increase is slowing down, it's probably we will get close to that 5% rise for the year as a whole. That again is prices rising, albeit at a slower rate. And whether then 2024 comes in at 2.5%, it is hard to know. There's a lot of uncertainty between now and then. But for 2023, it does look like we're moving towards that 5% forecast. But we'd like to see it come down even more and perhaps get to the stage where some of these prices follow petrol and diesel and also come down.
Right. And in relation to people's capacity to meet these increased costs, are we going to see continued wage inflation, or maybe even for some people increases in earnings which they haven't seen so far yet to any significant extent?
Yeah, so we are seeing some wage increases across the economy, but in the main, they are not keeping pace with inflation. Prices are rising faster than wages are rising, and also are rising faster than social welfare supports are rising. Yes, the government has introduced an awful lot of measures, and particularly some good ones targeted at the lower end of the income distribution, and there will be another budget in a couple of months' time. But for almost all households in the economy, we've seen what we'll call real reductions in income because prices are rising faster than incomes.
Seamus Coffey from University College Cork. Thank you very much for that.